Accident this morning about approximately 4:30. I went exercising. I was running along Shamrock Road, right in the vicinity of Achievement Center and Red Bay Primary School. As I got there, a big Cayman DOE truck came up. And they stopped and started making sexual passes at me. And these are the words that they actually said to me was, it was a driver, someone else in the front seat with the driver, and a man on the back of the truck, and all three of them. The one in the front, they said, "Oh, you pussy look tight though. I won't fuck you. When I can fuck you." And the one in the back said, "Yeah. When I can see you, I think I know you, you know. I know you. You know me?" Sandra, honestly, I like to run. And that's my time of morning for exercising. But to be honest, I was so shooken up, so embarrassed, so violated, so felt so shame that, to be honest, I actually stopped running because I didn't know what they were going to do, right? Because they actually stopped. They actually stopped, and I felt so embarrassed. I didn't even look at them. I never answered them. I didn't even turn my head because I felt so embarrassed and so frightened because, you know, this is a big damn garbage truck with three or four men on the back. But I think there was a fourth person on the other side, but I could only hear the voice. I couldn't see the persons. But they're Jamaican, all Jamaican accent. Yeah. And I know that 90% of crime, rape, and sexual assault that happen in molestation, that happen in this country, it is Jamaicans. And we have got to do something about it. Honestly, I am still shaken up about it, and more or less embarrassed, and felt so bad because I called the police. I made a report. The police came to my residence and they spoke to me. To be honest, I was still feeling so damn embarrassed and so shaken up that I couldn't actually, I find it hard to even repeat the words that they said to me. But I told the police something has got to be done, and I'm going to DOE right now to see Richard Sims, and I want this to be exploited. We need to dig into it because too much of this has happened. And Estella's situation has constantly always been on my mind, always honestly something that bothered me, and it's been too much disrespect. And I can tell you, it is not the first that I've had to been in that situation where Jamaican men, they see you, they don't know you, but they're making sexual passes.
Sandra, I went to see him, but they say he wasn't there. That was like 10 minutes to 2. I say, but he has a 3 o'clock appointment. So they said if I can come back in a little while. So I say, okay, I will go and come back about 2:15, on about that time, and to see if he's here to so I can talk to him, because I don't want to talk to his secretary, I don't want to talk to no supervisor, I want to talk to him.
Anyway. I forget to ask you, Sandra, I guess the best thing for me to do, go and see the DOE. Any other advice you want to offer me, or anything else?